The song,
We take a look at some of the top artists of jazz from yesterday and today, as well as comedians, interviews, and more, all here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Indy 115, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour this week. It is a pleasure to be back, as always, and share with you some of the great music, the great artists of today in the jazz world with interviews, some comedy as well, of course, and this hour is going to be fun. We've got interviews, we've got comedy, we got great music, as always, and it's just packed. It was a lot of fun getting this stuff for today, and I'm just excited to dig right in. But of course, we always do have to do a bit of a review of the weekly events in the world. And so, of course, I did have a look at the news to see what was going on. And I found none other than something about a very special, a lucky model out in Nigeria, a homeless man that was not quite out of his luck yet. Even though he was sleeping under a bridge at the time, Ali Okanumi was approached by a creative director who was getting ready for a fashion shoot at the same bridge he resides under, I suppose. And when the model, whom the director had hired, didn't show up, he asked Ali if he would step in, try on some of the clothes, do some posing. And the young man did so, and the rest is history. Apparently now he's a newly minted model that has his own social media account and management company to help him. So there you go. When you're down and out, it's never quite over, is it? There's always something that you just got to keep going. So there you have it. As Carol Lawrence once said, the tricks for grown-ups is to make the effort to recapture what we knew automatically as children. And what is social media but a bunch of adults acting like children, right? That's why it's so popular. There's just no judgment. People just do that. So what we do here, at least, on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour is play music. And we're going to get started off with Frank Rosalino today with Doxy. But don't worry, we got Thelonious Monk, Plinio Fernandez in an interview and music, as well as Jimmy Dorsey, Stan Getz, and lots more coming up this hour on Indie 115. Thank you.
Bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer como é que nós vamos fazer.
Indy 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As I mentioned, we have a special song for you today and interview from Plinio Fernandez from his album Sadad, which just came out in July, so a couple months ago. And we have a little kind of an interview here, but we've cut together some things. This new album by him is rather exciting. It's filled with the youthful, enchanting lyricism and the dancing rhythms of Latin jazz. It is Sadad, and as he talks about, it is explored and inspired, obviously, by his heritage.
In Brazil, certainly in Brazil. So we had the same, it's quite funny, Fabio is like the icon of solo guitarists for us. But I studied with his teacher then, his previous teacher was Enrique Pinto, who taught a huge amount of like Brazilian guitarists, the great ones. When he passed away, I was about 16 years old, and then I then started studying with Fabio. And yeah, so I studied with him a couple of years before I came to London. And then, of course, it was amazing that when I moved here, I didn't have to just leave that behind and, you know, go into something else. So I came here to study. Fabio's a visiting professor. So my main teacher was Michael Lewin, who happened to be Fabio's teacher in the 90s when Fabio graduated at the academy. So really following him, you know, I wasn't intending to do it in such a way, but that's how it came about. And but he would be here, yeah, every couple of months, so pretty much four times a year. So I would still have lessons from him and still have him as a mentor on a distance. So yeah, this is great. Such a privilege.
But more than that, it's inspired by what the title represents.
Well, I think it's a good statement to make, especially for being a guitarist. And I just signed a deal of a couple of albums. The first one being that, I think, was quite an obvious choice, but not really only because, just because, right? Because I'm Brazilian, I should do that. It's just because I felt, especially, I recorded that during the pandemic, and especially the name Saudade, which means nostalgia or longing for something, which I haven't. Yeah, so I haven't been in Brazil for 4 years before that. You know, so I've been in London for 8 years in total. So that just made sense to record that, the compilation of my favorite music, really. I think it was a good first step.
The 27-year-old artist was not only excited to release this album, but to release it on the Decca Gold label.
It's the label, it's the iconic label for any musician in the world. And for me, it wouldn't be different, especially because Andrés Segovia, who's the, you know, the greatest guitarist of all time, really, who put the guitar where it is now, was the last guitarist to have recorded for that label. So for me, it's just fantastic.
Not only then is he motivated by Brazil and the representation of Sadad and that Latin influence in jazz and that traditional music, but he's inspired by the artists he grew up listening. He's inspired by the music, the classical guitar that he grew up listening to.
The preludes, for example, are something that are vital for my development as a guitarist and as a musician. I listened to them since the beginning of times. Played a couple of them when I was much younger as well. I remember playing Prelude number 4 when I was 9 years old in youth competitions. So I have a really a special connection to that, and a really beautiful thing. The aria for the Bacchiana number 5 is a sort of national anthem, really, in Brazil. So like, it's one of those pieces that when played, everyone recognizes that, and just it goes straight to the heart. There's no way to not be moved by that. And yeah, the other pieces were arranged for that because they are songs which have lyrics. But it was just the fantastic work of Sérgio Assad, who was the main arranger, and João Luiz Rezende, and Emmanuel Sovich, who was a friend of mine, who had already written Gracias a la Vida as an arrangement. I just borrowed it from that. So having them doing such a thing was just, yeah, such an honor to have such a starting together.
Working alongside the legendary arranger Sergio Assad, Plinio expresses how he was able to grow and develop and learn through this album and the experiences that it brought.
The way to play, because Sheikh and I were starting to build a program, we were just friends reading through stuff and said, well, this, you know, have you played that? I said, yeah, I played that when I was much younger, in a cello ensemble sort of thing. But it's okay, let's try that version that is for guitar and voice, but guitar and cello. It was just the most natural thing. I don't know how many, but about 7 arrangements even. And plus 2 of his own compositions that are there. Valsiana, that's the central movement of Aquarelle. That's a piece for 3 movements, which is stunning. So there was no way to not record that, especially a piece that I've been playing quite a few times in public. Menino, that's a composition, which actually the first time I heard was the version of the Assad brothers playing with Yo-Yo Ma.
Made during COVID, Plinio lets us understand how, though not in person, an arranger and a group can still produce music internationally.
We would discuss a lot via email or Zoom, because he's in America, of course, and was during the still lockdown was happening here. But we decided, I mean, he would send the arrangements, and the producer, who's Jonathan Allen, fantastic musician, would be, the 3 of us would be exchanging things back and forth about decisions and so on. But Sergio is just such a wonderful composer and arranger that was just, wow. That's great. Not much to change at all.
With the release of this new grand album by Plinio Fernandez, it's now time to take to the world and keep promoting.
A few concerts in different places. So a couple of concerts in the UK, and in Portugal, and back to Brazil. And yeah, so quite a few different things happening. And now that, of course, the announcement was made and the signing and all of those things, now the agenda, the schedule is just exponentially getting busier and busier, which is really nice. But yeah, so just be performing concerts around, mostly solo and also with chamber music and things, which is a very exciting moment ahead.
In addition to releasing Sodad, Fernandez is also committed to music education and was recently invited to join the Music Masters charity as an ambassador. In this role, he'll be performing, teaching, and guiding young musicians in the schools. So he'll be carrying on the traditions and practices that started him on this very path, which I thought was really cool to bring up this new generation of musicians, or help people who have already started to develop and grow. So, without further ado, I will present to you a song from Sodad, Aguarela do Brasil, by Plinio Fernandez, here on Indie 115. Thank you.
sitting on my front porch watching flowers growing, and I'm overflowing with this love for you. Sunlight beaming over meadows dreaming, and I can't help feeling all this love for you. Summer days will fade into the fall, and maybe you won't love me then at all. When winter sets the songbird on his wing, then I will set my eyes upon the spring. But sitting on my front porch watching flowers growing, and I'm overflowing with this love for you. Sunlight beaming over meadows dreaming, and I can't help feeling all this love for you. Love may stay, love may come and go. A summer vow may break beneath the snow. I'll hold you in the moonlight while you're here, and let the morning sunrise dry my tears.
Indy 115, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Deb Rasmussen with Front Porch. Something that she says was inspired by looking down at her pandemic puppy snoozing near her piano and feeling her heart swell with love for her. And I guess it was just about how you feel when love first strikes, you know, drawn to the excitement of falling in love, but battling our fear that it might not last or stick around. So it's a nice kind of Norman Rockwell kind of painting of a song of that front porch with the dog and that little backstory. Fun fact, I know we had Aguarello do Brasil, which is by Plinio Fernandez from his new album Saudade as well, and we discussed in that interview earlier on the show that he had to kind of come over some collaborative differences because of COVID, but also because of the fact that Sergio Assad was in the States and he was in Brazil. So he had to kind of figure that out through Zoom and whatnot. And this was the same for Deb. You know, the album was recorded over 4 days in January of 2022, but she didn't have her first rehearsal with John Day in person until September 2021. So it was a long time in the making. You know, for over a year, you're producing this album, making this music, putting it together, and you don't see each other face to face, can't even shake hands for over a year just because of, you know, differences in the COVID restrictions, or even sometimes, you know, in the case of Plinio Fernandez, it might just be easier rather than having to, you know, fly all the way across the world just to organize and do some of this paperwork and whatnot that you need to get sorted before you can even record an album. But such disillusions do not happen in the world of comedy, where it is a one-man show, and the acclaimed Family Feud host Steve Harvey is no different. He seizes the stage in every moment he gets. So without further ado, I present to you Mr. Harvey on Indie 115.
See, the difference between firing black people and white people is this. When you fire white people, they don't ever see it coming. What are you talking about? What are you, nuts? For crying out loud. For the love of God. For Pete's sake. Oh, they got a list they go down when they think their ass is gone. Because they can't believe they're getting fired. See, black people, on the other hand, we figure, well, any day now. My ass ought to be out of here. See, we know if there's some firing going on, we first. So we pretty much expect it. I know what I'm talking about because I done had a lot of jobs before I got into this right here. I done had probably 10, 11 jobs. Out of them 10, 11 jobs, I've been fired probably 10, 11 times. I had this one job, last job I had, I was selling insurance. I had this boss named Tom. Tom was white. I liked Tom. Tom was fair. That's what I liked about him. He was just a fair man. I had never had a beef with him. Tom was going to fire this white guy named Bob. I liked Bob. I used to go to lunch with Bob, met Bob's family. Bob's a nice guy. So Tom came out the office one morning to fire Bob. Bob was just sitting there. See, right away, if I see Tom walking to my desk, you know, I perk up, because this could be it. Bob ain't even looked up. You know, Tom walked his ass out there. You know, your boss's ass is kind of tight anyway. I don't know why that is. They always walk like somebody pushing them, you know. I don't know why their ass be tight. I don't know if they scared somebody gonna break something off in it or what, but it just looked like somebody pushing them in the ass all the time. And he walked this tight ass out up to Bob's desk, and he walked over there. Hey, Bob, can I see you in my office for a moment, please? Bob said, sure thing, Tom. Bob stood right up, walked right into Tom's office and said, Tom, you wanted to see me? What the hell do you mean, does he want to see you? He just walked out to your desk and said, Bob, can I see you in my office for a minute? What is this about? It's denial. He don't see it coming. And Tom proceeded to find Bob right by the book. Yo, Bob. At the board meeting this past week, and after going over the board, we were kind of looking at your evaluation. And well, I'll tell you the truth, you're just not cutting it. Tom, what are you saying? You know good and hell well what he's saying. Your ass is almost out of here. You see what the hell's going on, but denial. Tom said, listen to me. Bob, you're making this so difficult. I know you're going to have a tough time explaining this to Becky. But we're going to have to let you go. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Tom, what am I going to do? What about the mortgage? What about the children's college fund? Oh, Father God. Yeah, but when you go out there to fire Willie, it ain't gonna go like that. See, believe me, when you go out there to fire Willie, you gotta take a whole nother approach. Tom came out there one day to fire Willie, and I sat next to Willie. Willie was my boy for sure. So soon as Tom came out the office, me and Willie just went. Because we know something finna go down now. Tom walked his ass right up to Willie. Hey, Willie, Willie, can I see you in my office for a moment, please? What for? What the hell are we going in the office for, Tom? You got something to tell me, you tell me right here. I got a desk right here. I ain't going in the office. You got something to tell Willie. You need to tell Willie right here. Now, Tom know he got a problem. He know he got to get this altercation behind closed doors right now, because he know Willie finna show his whole ass. Oh, Willie finna act a damn fool out here. Willie finna tap all these cubicles in this office. Something finna go down. So Tom Helm got his ass in office. Willie stood up, and before Willie walked in, Willie started walking around his desk talking to me. Willie said, there finna be some bullshit in here. Yeah, I know some bullshit when I see it. Yeah, buddy, what the hell he calling me in the office for? I've been here 12 years. They ain't never asked me to come in the damn office before. It's gonna be some shit. I'ma go in there. I go on in there, but I tell you what, better not be for what I think it is. I know that. So Willie walked right up in Tom's office. What's up, Tom? Tom tried to fire Willie just like he fired Bob. Yo, Willie. We were at the board meeting last week, you know. We were going over your evaluation. What evaluation? I ain't see no evaluation. When did you have evaluation? I wasn't there for it. Did you post it on the board in the cafeteria last week? I ain't seen nothing. I tell you right now, I ain't signing sh- Jesus, Willie! Come on, you're making this so difficult. All right then, Tom. Go ahead. Say it. Say it, Tom. Say it. Say it. Say it, Tom. Say it. Say it. You better not say what I think you about to say. Say it. Say I'm fired. Say I'm fired. I swear to God, I'll burn this motherfucker. Say it down. Say that I set this motherfucker on fire. Say it. You better not say I'm fired. Say I'm fired. Say it. Say it, Tom. Say it. I'll kill your kids. I'll kill your kids. I'll kill your kids, Tom. I'll kill your kids. Jesus, Willie. I know you're going to have a tough time explaining this to Wilhelmina. Oh, this ain't about no Wilhelmina. This about Willie Turner. Willie, we're gonna have to let you go. Oh, not a few didn't. Oh, I know. You ain't finna let Willie Turner. Oh, don't nobody let Willie Turner go. That's bullshit. All right, give him a check. Give him a check. Give me my check. Give me a check. Give me my check. Don't play with my money. Give me a check. I swear to God. Give me a check. Give me a check. Willie, we've got 2 weeks to send you your money. You ain't got no 2 weeks with Willie Turner money. Give me my money now. Willie don't see the security that surrounded the building. Willie don't see the rifles aimed at his back. All Willie know is he ain't leaving here without his check. Now all you see is Willie getting drug out in some cup. Hey, T.T., give him a check.
Amigo.
115. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As we come to a close of the show, you heard Steve Harvey there with some classic comedy, followed by Rafael Zaldivar, a song from his new album, Rumba, which has come out September 16th. And this is more than just new music, but it's new Canadian music. Not only has he worked alongside the John Scofield Trio before, which we've played, they also released something this year, but since 2012, Raphael has collaborated with the Canadian Council for the Arts, as well as the Quebec Council for Arts and Letters, Music Action, and the Montreal Council for the Arts. This is a lot of councils. There is a lot of art, evidently, that has to be counseled over. And he is a member of several of their music production committees as well. So he's a busy guy. How he managed to get this album done is beyond me, but I'm glad he did. It's a lot of fun. It's really exciting. Rumba by Rafael Zaldivar. Check it out wherever you get your music. Like I said, it's released September 16th, so shouldn't be a problem. It's a lot of fun. Really exciting stuff. And there's no better way, I think, to finish off this week. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did today, because it was really a lot of fun. Lots of nice things in there. And of course, next week, tune in. We're going to have even more great comedy, interviews, and jazz music, of course, like always. But it's never the same. I like to think every week is a bit different, and we get better and better. That is my promise to you. Next week will be even better than this week. In the meantime, if you'd like to stay in touch with the show, you can check out our social medias, johnny.athens on Instagram or johnny.athens.entertainment on Facebook, or both. You can like and follow both if you like. And we sometimes just keep in touch with the show. If you like, you can reach out, send a message. We too take requests. If you have a song you'd like to hear, just let us know. I thank you so much for tuning in, and to those who didn't, well, it's the thought that counts. This is it for the Johnny Athens Variety Hour this week on Indie 115. Good night and take care. We'll be right back.
CIOI. But you can call us Indy 101.5.
Hamilton's home for alternative.